And now, this is the story of the Counselor and the Frog. Once upon a time, a boy who had just recently started being a camper left the rest of his group and went down to the lake. He often went down to the lake to be with the frogs. For some reason, he always hung around with the frogs. But on this day, while he was there, one of the frogs jumped off a lily pad in the lake onto the boy's lap. Get off, said the boy. Go back into the pond. But the frog wouldn't get off. The boy picked up the frog and threw it back in, but the frog immediately jumped out of the water again, back into the boy's lap. Get off, get back into the pond, said the boy. But the frog said, No, please take me back with you to camp. The boy said, What, a talking frog? The frog said, Ask me no questions, just please, please take me back with you to camp. If you do, I'll be your best friend. All right, said the boy, and he took the frog back with him to camp. The boy took the frog back to camp with him. And indeed, the frog turned out to be very helpful to the boy. The frog said, Now remember to wash before you go to lunch. The frog sat next to the boy, and the boy gave the frog things to eat from his plate. When it was time to play softball, the frog went over near first base and coached the boy. Watch it batter, the frog would say. Don't hit that one, it's going to be a curveball outside. And sure enough, it would be outside, and the boy wouldn't swing. But then the frog would say, Swing batter! And the boy would swing and hit a good one. The boy ran to first base, and the frog said, Okay, hold it up there. Don't try second. They're going to get you if you try to go to second. And the boy would stay on first base. And then when the next boy would be up and hit a pop fly, the frog said, Hold up there. Don't run to second base. It'll be a double play. And the boy would stay at first base. And sure enough, the other team would catch the fly ball. And it was a good thing the boy didn't run. And with this kind of coaching, the boy was doing very well at baseball. One day, the boy was going to go to sleep, and the frog said to him, Watch out, they short-sheeted your bed. And sure enough, the boy reached into his sheets, and he found that the sheets had been folded over inside to trick him. And if he had tried to get into his bed, his foot would have gone right through the sheet that was folded up. And the frog told him other tricks that the other boys would play on him and gave him a few ideas for tricks that he could play on the other boys. The frog looked after him and was very, very helpful. This went on for several days. Finally, one day, they went to dinner. They were having hamburgers for dinner. The boy's favorite food. He'd been looking forward to having hamburgers for a long time. And everybody was talking about the day that they would have hamburgers for dinner. But just as the boy was about to bite into his hamburger, the frog said, Let me have it. The boy said, Let you have what? And the frog said, Let me have your hamburger. The boy said, What? Give you my hamburger? Give my hamburger to a frog? Ridiculous. People don't give hamburgers to frogs. And the boy was about to bite into his frankfurter again. No, please, please, said the frog. I have to have your hamburger. After all, I've been your best friend. I've helped you with baseball. I've helped you with the other kids. And now you have to do me this favor. Give me your hamburger. Oh, all right, the boy said. And he gave the frog his hamburger. No sooner had the frog eaten the hamburger when there was a sudden flash of light, and a puff of smoke, and the frog turned into a counselor. "What?" said the boy. "What's going on here? Who are you, anyway?" The counselor said, "I am a counselor. I'm really a counselor. But one day, while I was down at the lake, I was making too much noise splashing in the water, and a mean old witch who was living there got angry at me and turned me into a frog. And she said the spell would not be broken until I had a hamburger to eat. Now you've given me the hamburger, and I'm a counselor once again. Isn't it wonderful?" So now the boy had an extra counselor. The boy and his counselor did all kinds of things together. Sometimes the boy would hit baseballs and the counselor would catch them. Sometimes the counselor would hit baseballs out to the boy and the boy would catch them. And the counselor would play with all the other kids in the bunk, and he was a very good counselor, and everybody liked him. One of the things that the boys liked to do, especially the boy in the story, was to go on nature walks when they would collect different things. The boy kept saying, "Ooh, let's catch bees, let's catch bees." But nobody ever wanted to do it until one day, while they were out hunting butterflies with a net, the counselor caught a bee in his net and said, "Oh, this is a good bee. I'm going to take it back to the nature hut, and we could pickle it in alcohol and then dissect it and see what it looks like inside." "I love collecting insects," the counselor said. "My father is a lepidopterist, and I always wanted to be an entomologist myself." "Oh no, oh no," said the camper, the boy. "Please give me the bee." "Give you the bee?" said the counselor. "Yes, I want to eat it," said the boy. "You want to eat the bee?" said the counselor. "Don't ask me any questions," said the boy. "Just give me the bee." "No," said the counselor. "That's a waste of a bee. Nobody eats bees." "Please," said the boy, "I gave you my hamburger when you needed it, didn't I?" "Well, yes," said the counselor. "Okay, then give me the bee," said the boy. So the counselor gave him the bee. No sooner had the boy eaten the bee when there was a flash of light and a puff of smoke, and the boy was changed into a frog. "What happened?" said the counselor. "What's going on? Who are you?" "Ah," said the frog, "I am really a frog. I was playing with my friends, splashing in the water, when that same witch that changed you into a frog got angry at me and changed me into a camper and said that I couldn't become a frog again until I ate a bee. And now that you have given me a bee, I'm a frog once more, and I can go back to my friends. Goodbye. Nice knowing you." And with that, the frog hopped back down to the pond and lived there happily ever after. And that's the story of the counselor and the frog. The end.